The service begins with your white bulletin insert. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I confess to Almighty God, before all the company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned exceedingly in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray, Almighty God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, his Son, to have mercy on me, forgive me my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Introit. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the God of my strength. O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the God of my strength. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. We implore you, Almighty God, mercifully to look upon your people, that by your great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has willed that your Son should bear for us the pains of the cross, that you might remove from us the power of the adversary, help us so to remember and give thanks for our Lord's passion, that we may obtain remission of sins and redemption from everlasting death. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Judica is from the 22nd chapter of Genesis. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham? And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father? And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. Teach me to do your will. He delivers me from my enemies. You have delivered me from the violent man. The epistle is from the 9th chapter of Hebrews. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. This is the word of the Lord. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed on my back. They made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in pieces the cords of the wicked. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe in me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God." Then the Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Then the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Whom do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and saw it and was glad." Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. This is the Gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The hymn of the day is in your yellow bulletin insert. Our sermon text is from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not this creation. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Holy Gospel, Jesus tells the Jews, I proceeded forth and came from God. And then in today's epistle, it says, Christ came as high priest of the good things to come. However, the welcome which Jesus' coming receives surely doesn't reflect that he was sent from the Father or that his purpose was to bring us good things. You would have thought he was sent from the devil or that Jesus' purpose was to take away the good things to come. In today, this fifth Sunday in Lent, it presents to us the shocking Jewish rejection of the Messiah and the rejection of his sacrifice as high priest. In contrast with their recorded rejection, we instead prayed in today's collect, help us so to remember and give thanks for our Lord's passion, that we may obtain the remission of sins and redemption from everlasting death. You see, we don't want to reject Christ or his sacrifice because it is through that very sacrifice that the Heavenly Father mercifully looks upon his people and, as the collect of Judica says, that he looks upon us in peace. So with that all in mind, let us consider this divinely instituted sacrifice. Particularly, let's first look at the sacrifices of the Old Testament first. These sacrifices were not the people's idea or their own effort to try to appease an angry God. Neither did God need the sacrifices of bulls and goats. No. Those sacrifices were instituted by God as his gifts to his people. Using the Old Testament language, all men were declared to be unclean. We know what that means because we confess our sins. In fact, one of our confession of sins in the hymnal says, Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Unclean means that we are not holy, but sinful. This is not just an external dirtiness, but it's an impurity of the heart which affects all men's thoughts and words and deeds. So this impurity problem prevents the unclean Israelites from meeting with or coming into the presence of their God, who is holy, holy, holy. There can be no fellowship of light with darkness. There can be no communion of evil with good. Psalm 24, 3-5 says this, Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Well, Psalm 24, it's not the only place which expresses the unclean problem. You see, the prophet Isaiah, when he was brought into the holy temple of our thrice holy God, the prophet Isaiah says, Woe is me! I am undone because I am a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Because of this uncleanness, therefore, our God, our merciful and loving God, provided a gift of atonement. He provided a sacrifice so that the unclean could safely come into the presence of their God and could meet with Him at the tabernacle and in the temple. We needed this gift which God had provided for us. Through the Old Testament rite of atonement, the priest sacrificed the designated animal and provided the atonement. The sacrificial blood sprinkled upon the unclean sanctified them. It purified their sinful flesh, and thus the people were able to safely come before their God. God's wrath against sin did not strike them down, and their prayers and petition were answered and received. The prophet Isaiah, he also received atonement. Isaiah tells us, "Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it, and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged.'" Once again, like the sacrifice, God provided this live coal. It came from God, and it was a gift for Isaiah. Each and every gift is a good gift. A good gift comes from the Heavenly Father. The gift of atonement is always connected with our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the high priest of the good things to come. When the text says, good things to come, it is referring to the gifts of eternal life and salvation, which we receive after we leave this present life. Now, the Old Testament animal sacrifices allowed entry into the earthly tabernacle. They provided a way for the external flesh to be cleansed and for the priest to approach God with their temple service. The outward and physical sacrifices served the nation and gave the people safe access to God at the temple. Nevertheless, those animal sacrifices were intended to point forward toward another greater and more perfect sacrifice, that is, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. He too was a gift sent from God. Our Jesus came to be both the high priest and the sacrifice. He provided an atonement for our impurity and uncleanness. The author of the book of Hebrews contrasts the Old Testament animal sacrifices with the New Testament sacrifice of God's Son. He says, "For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled the unclean, sanctifying for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" You see, the value of the sacrifice is not only determined by the importance of the person doing the offering, but also by the quality of the sacrifice itself. So, the mediator of the New Testament, who is that person doing the sacrifice? Well, it's not a sinner who also needs forgiveness. It's the perfect and sinless Son of God. Our Jesus was one who had not one spot of sin. His sacrifice is not the death of bulls and goats, but the death of God's only begotten Son. We know from the Scripture that the life is in the blood. And in the sacrifice of God's Son, His blood is shed for us. His divine life is poured out for us to receive. And through faith in Christ's sacrificial death, we receive the good things to come. In fact, even more than that, today's epistle says that Jesus' sacrifice will cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Like Isaiah, who had his unclean lips cleansed so that he could preach the gospel message, we have had our conscience cleansed so that we can serve God in our vocation. We need not fear to come before God and invoke His holy name. We need not fear that He will punish us for our sinful thoughts, words, and deeds, though we confess that we are sinners. Our conscience assures us that we are forgiven before God. Our conscience informs us that we will receive the good things to come. We will receive the promised eternal inheritance, a gift from God. We remember. We give thanks for our Lord's passion, through which we obtain remission of sins and redemption from everlasting death. And then, in our vocation, we do what God has given us to do, for we have been cleansed to do, well, living works, not dead works. So what's going on in today's Holy Gospel? When Jesus declares, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me." Well, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He has arrived, and the leaders rejected him. The high priest who atones and gives the good things to come is standing right before them. Their response is to accuse Jesus of sinful actions, the sinful actions of the Samaritan, to accuse him of false teaching of a demon. They do not seek to embrace him in true faith, but to murder him. They call him a liar because he claims to defeat death and give life. And when they cite Abraham, Jesus tells them, "Abraham rejoiced in me." I'll tell you what's going on in today's Holy Gospel. They are holding to the inferior and lesser tabernacle made with hands rather than embrace Christ as our high priest. They show the uncleanness based upon their own works. They rejected the true atonement in favor of an Old Testament picture. The coming of Jesus Christ revealed them not to be believers at all. They did not have God as their Father. They did not have Abraham as their patriarch. They did not have faith in God's gift of atonement. And finally, their conscience was not clean. When their unclean wickedness was exposed, they sought to kill Jesus because he spoke to them the truth. When these unclean men sought to stand up in the presence of the Holy Son of God, they felt nothing but the lawful wrath of God from his lips. These unbelievers were unclean, people of unclean lips, and they lived among a people of unclean lips. Nevertheless, they would not receive the atonement, the gift of atonement, of the good things to come. So with today's reading, Jesus exposes his enemies by the teaching of the Word of God. Though they claim to be righteous and clean, they are not, or they would have received Jesus and his Word. As we move forward now to the last 2 weeks before Easter, we see that the division grows between works righteousness and those who receive the atonement, the gift of God. This battle intensifies, even in the church, between those who cling to Christ and those who hold only to external signs. My Christian friends, do not cling simply or merely to the things of this creation, but look forward to the good things which are to come. Attend the upcoming services that you may remember and give thanks for our Lord's passion. He is the high priest. He was sent by the Father. He shed his own precious blood to give us life. Like Abraham, who was willing to sacrifice his own child, do not value anything more than your faith in Christ. In the end, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. God will provide eternal redemption from uncleanness and sin. And he will receive you into his holy presence so that you may receive the good things which are to come. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We stand for prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that through the passion of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom you did not spare death, we keep the word of forgiveness in true faith and will never see death. Let us pray to the Lord. We praise you, O Lord, that the Christian church does not consist merely in observing certain forms of outward worship, ceremonies, and rites, but that it is a communion of saints, those who continue to hear the word of God, Jesus Christ, and hold to him in true faith. Guide our Bishop James and our pastors, Gary and Michael, as well as all pastors, that trusting your provisions, they would be as faithful as Abraham in following your word. We bring before you our Learning Center, our Director Keeley, our teachers, staff, and students. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, through the governing authorities which you have placed over us, the President Joe, the Governor J.B., the Mayor of Heron Steve, the Congress, all who minister and judge our laws, we ask that through them you would deliver us from our enemies, provide jobs for our people, safety for our homes, and peace among ourselves. Almighty and everlasting God, the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak, look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus throughout the world. Comfort those who have lost loved ones, provide care for those infected, and calm the worries of the timid, so that in their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. For those who are discouraged because of a lack of employment in your mercy, raise up opportunities for business and work, that in peace and thanksgiving all people may earn and eat the bread of contentment. Watch over our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as our police officers, and then especially Alex and Daniel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, watch over our shut-ins, Carolyn and Priscilla, our elderly, Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Caitlin, Jake, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gibb, Shirley, Vicky, and Keeley, who has surgery scheduled this Wednesday. Provide for our students, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
thereof, and only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for me, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life. Shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I save from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for all of your sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you by rather than strike you body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. You get the first half and the last half of the words don't come out. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat, the true body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat, the true body of Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
righteousness.
My beauty, oh,
my glorious dress.
Up my head. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for the forgiveness of your sins. The Lord bless and keep you as a baptized child of God. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Speed, O Lord, and we possess in purity of heart, who has given us in time to our healing for eternity.
Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord.